I think we have come a long way as a country. One thing that I think should be done right now in our democratic dispensation, when we say we are practicing democracy and when we say we are of age, when we call ourselves a beacon of democracy, then we should be able to let people understand what it means to practice real democracy, where it's devoid of interferences, it's devoid of violence, it's devoid of people taking possession of properties, thinking that because their party is in power.
I don't think we are up to democracy, because democracy is not about insults. Democracy is about telling your view. Tell people why, if the thing is A, I said it's A, you said it's B. Why it is A and why it is B. If really democracy is in Ghana, every day when you tune into radio, it's full of insult. That's not democracy.
The only problem we have with our democracy is that we've diminished the meaning of democracy to just mean freedom of speech. Okay, but all the attendant things that comes with democracy, like development, like property, like accountability, like equal opportunity, like the avoidance of nepotism and all that, we have not really paid attention to. We need to change the constitution from that of so much power and being invested in the president to one that the president is localized to the people.
But 25 years, we've delved deep into believing in our political ideologies. And the only political parties that have tried have stayed in their ideologies or backed their party, not the way they should do it, but they've back with all their soul and mind and body, and that is not a good thing. We need to change our mindset. We need to see that we have a nation that we need to develop, and so there should be a developmental agenda, one development agenda that everybody must follow despite the ideology.
JJ Lawrence, the way he fought for this democracy. The year 2000, after the election, I think there was a lot of problems. People were saying that Lawrence will not go, Lawrence will stay, but he successfully handed over to Kufuor. So that one is a plus for us. For example, that was 2012. There was very, very tension in the country after the election, but it was successfully handed over to the next president. For that one, is a plus for us.
Governments have handed over from even the opposition. The ruling government, having all the power to resist, was able to hand over peacefully to the opposition, which was very good.
Those were views of a section of the public on 25 years of Ghana's fourth republic.